Hey Tammuz, Monday the 25th of June, Rabbi David Eisenberg, Kohanim Arois. Today's share is sponsored Le'ilu Nishmas Elisheva Bas Menachem HaKohen, the third yard site of Mrs. Elisheva Lebet.
Good morning. Nice to be back in Golders Green. Have a bit of a holiday for my Kehillah in Manchester. And I was reading Rabbi Feldman's book. Everybody, any potential rabbi or rav, should take Rabbi Feldman's book, Tales Out of Shul, and should read it cover to cover, and then do Chazar once or twice. There's a very interesting advice over there. Very, very interesting stories. You see, a lot of what goes on, or what really goes on. And he writes in his book, right in the beginning, he says he came out of Koinlil, and he was an idealistic young man, and he's ready to face the world of the rabbinate and the shilas and everything, and he gets his first shilin, and he's all excited, and it's, Rabbi, we're making a bris tomorrow. Oh, Molotov. What's the Hebrew equivalent of Nick? That's what they wanted to know. And he said he's had many such shilas over the year, the Hebrew equivalent of this, the Hebrew equivalent of that. And he said, he writes over there, did I really go through yeshiva and kollel and smicha and everything else just to go ahead and to answer what the Hebrew equivalent is of Nick? I don't know. You could have, do you know what? Do you know what the funny? Now that you ask, the funny thing is that you can have people like, you get these chever, their name is Daniel. So you'd expect his name to be Daniel, but his name's not Daniel, their name is Josh. Why? But it should be Yeshua. Somehow they don't seem to coincide always. So it's not a right one way or another. But that's just as way of introduction, and a lot of the shilas you'll get won't be real shilas, but you do get shilas, and sometimes you find yourself overwhelmed almost by some of the shayla, saying to yourself, goodness gracious, where did that come from? So, I'd like to share with you a shayla that happened to us in our kehillah, and very often, or not always, but very often, these shaylas need to be paskin on the spot, and it would help to be a boki in shas and poskim, which I am not, but it would help in these cases. As somebody once said, it helps you, Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, who knows everything. He says, he once found a raya for something in Epsarash and Aulis. This fellow, he was so excited about himself. And he says, Rabbi Chaim probably knew this a long time ago. He said, yeah, of course, Arash and Aulis. But we had a bar mitzvah. This is the story. That's what's called Kehanim Arois. It's a true story, and it has to do with this week's Pasha, because it's Pasha's Chukas, so and we're going to speak about Tumah V'Tahara, which again, I'm telling you, I'm not an expert in Tumah V'Tahara, so don't start asking me questions. I've done research on this, and that's it. The caretaker in our shul lives in our building. Anybody who's ever been to Manchester, has been to Shrubberies, might know, famous or infamous, our caretaker Rick, who lives in the actual building. And he's got a flat upstairs. And he lived there with his wife and with his daughter. He had a daughter who was about 35, 36, who was mentally not 100%, but physically she was fine. And we had a big bar mitzvah coming up, Pasha Shoiftin, this year. And I come to shul, and just that day I came to shul 5 minutes early, which is not a bad idea to do. You come to shul a bit earlier, and I'm walking in, and the president is there by the door for me. And usually the president doesn't wait for you by the door to greet you. But now the first time I came he did, but after that he says, all right, it's just the rabbi, come on your own. So he's there and he says to me, Rabbi, we have a bit of an issue. I said, what's the issue? He said, Rick's daughter, Tina, has died. I said, you're joking. She died. I saw her yesterday. She was walking around. She was fine. I mean, she was literally, so this is from one day to the next. Yeah, she died in her sleep last night. I said, where is she? She's upstairs in her room. She died. I said, oh. They said, yeah, and then the police is going to come soon. They've called the ambulance. They've called the police, and it's going to take a long time. Obviously, with these things, it's not like you just said, it's not like in Eretz Yisrael, 3 hours later, you have the burial. Yeah, you have an investigation. You have a young woman who just died, and you have to check. It's terrible that they have to do that, and they can't implicate the parents, but they're going to have to check. So the police came, and they had a look, and then the body was going to be there for the next 2 or 3 hours. Which, all right, it's not the end of the world. You just have to tell the Kohanim, or this would be the question. But the problem then became, he says, yeah, but you know what? The bar mitzvah bocher, there was going to be a very big bar mitzvah that day, the bar mitzvah bocher was a Kohen, and the whole bar mitzvah bocher's family were Kohanim. Which complicates the matter tremendously. So now the question is, Can they? Well, not Jewish. Yeah, not Jewish. She's not Jewish. One second. Yeah? So the problem is now, is the shul an oil hames or is not an oil hames? So as you said, and as I mentioned it, spoke it over with a friend of mine this week, and he said, Vada not? Not Jewish. What's the problem? What's the shaila? So I'll tell you the honest truth. That week, literally, I sat together with a family, and they said, you know, before Bar Mitzvah, we'd do a few classes, and they said, you know, we're Kohen, and we want to know what it means to be a Kohen. So we sat together for an hour, and we discussed what it means being a Kohen, Yedushas Kohen, whom they can't marry, and then Tumah, and we spoke about this boy had a problem with his heart, and he has frequent operations, and he said, going into hospital when there's very often a chance that there's going to be a mace there. And I said, look, it's an operation and it's not Jewish. And I said at the time, without having looked it up or anything, that it's not really an issue because it's a non-Jewish mace. And as far as I understand, there's no question of it. You can be metamer yourself and you don't have to worry about it. Lemaisa, at the time, I decided, you know what, even though this is what I have in memory, that it's not a problem, but when it comes to Lemaisa, you suddenly say, you know, it'd be better if I found this inside in the Sefer, because I'd feel a lot more comfortable. So I'd open up the Shulchan Aruch, and I'm trying to find it in the Shulchan Aruch, and as I said, because I'm not a Baki in Shulchan Aruch, to go through all the simonim and to see and find where it is, I wasn't being very successful, and I was under tremendous time pressure. So I pulled out a Rambam, and I decided, you know what, try the Rambam. Paragraph Hilchos Tumas Meis. And Baruch Hashem, at Siyat Dishmaya, I came up with the following Rambam. The Rambam says, this is in Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Gimel, Tumas Meis, Ve'en ha-goy metame ba-oyel, ha-goy isna metame ba-oyel, ve-dova ze kabolo, ze kabolo, e-ba-reyu oymer, he brings a raya, because it says by Milchemes Midyon, kol negea becholo, ve-lo yizke shom oyel. Over there by Milchemes Midyon, he tells you that anybody who is negea becholo, tizchato by yom ha-shlishu, yom ha-shvi, you're going to go ahead, and you have to go through the process of tara, of sprinkling the water of paraduma on the third and on the seventh day. That's only for negea becholo. Somebody who actually touched. And that's magol masa. And everybody agrees magol masa of a mace, even of a goy, is also for koyin. Of oil? Doesn't say oil. So Rambam says, there's no din. Goy is not metame of oil. So that's all I found on that morning. And again, as I said, A, I was under time pressure. B, I was quite happy to find this because we had this big high profile bar mitzvah going on. And it wouldn't be funny because we didn't have an eruv in the outside of our courtyard. And it wouldn't be funny if I have everybody coming to the bar mitzvah and having the bar mitzvah bochur going somewhere else. It wouldn't look much of a bar mitzvah. So found this Rambam. I said, oh, Baruch Hashem, Yitofna Rambam, Sonachan Rambam, and Weitigegangen. So we had a psak over here, and that's what we said at the time. No problem. We can have the bar mitzvah. We had the mitzvah, and it was all well. Recently, I was learning Mishnayos in Ovis. I give a Shem Perkei Ovis, and I came up with a certain Mishnah, and it reopened the whole thing. So I'd like to go through with you the sugya just a little bit, and it has to do with this week's parasha. This Gemara in the day speaks about one of the Amoraim meeting up with Eliyahu HaNavi, and he asks him for different shailas. So after all that, he turns around to Eliyahu HaNavi and he says to Eliyahu HaNavi, Amalei, lafkoinumar, aren't you a kohen? So Rashi explains why is Eliyahu HaNavi a kohen. Eliyahu HaNavi is kohen because Eliyahu is Pinchas. Yeah? So since Eliyahu is Pinchas, Pinchas is Vada Kohen, we know Pinchas became a Kohen, so now he's in the Beis HaKvaros, because the Ashichei in the Beis HaKvaros. So he says to him, my time Kohen Mar Beis HaKvaros, Amalei, Lelisne Mar Taris, what happened? You've not learned Taris. The Sanya, as it says, Reshim Ben Yechai Oimer, Tivrein Shalai Bekechovim, Ein Metamim, Kvorim Avrei Kechomim, and not Metamim, because it says in Pasuk, Ve'etin Tzoy Mitzoy Mar Isi Odom, my tzoyin, my sheep, I made them odom. Atem kruim odom. Ve'einoy dekoychomim kruim odom. You're called odom. My kechom are not called odom. The definition of that we're not going to go into now. If anybody, maybe if we have time at the end, which I don't think we will have, but there's a very, very interesting Tiferes Yisrael on this in Perek Gimel of Mishnayos in Ovis, which is how I got to this whole sugya, but he gives one explanation what it means after why we called Adam our Erdika Chama, not called Adam, what's the definition of Adam. Let's leave that for now. But the basic idea is it says, Zoi Satoiro, Adam Kiyomus Be'oil, this week's parasha, we landed this morning. Adam Kiyomus Be'oil, and what does it say? Adam. An Adam, if he dies be'oil, kol abon oil v'chol asher v'oil, k'mo asher v'asyamim. An Adam who dies be'oil will be metame be'oil. Adam, we just said, Adam means only a yid. If Adam means only a yid, so then the definition of that isser, as given by the Torah, is if a yid dies somewhere, then it creates tumas oil. Mashma, if a goy dies somewhere, it does not create tumas oil. And therefore, that'd be another reason why the Rambam would say it's divrei Kabbalah, and that we don't have tumas hames by a goy. That should seem pretty straightforward. Tosfos says, though, and this is a Tosfos that starts Anomad Aleph and then goes as Anomad Aleph Dira Masa Mahu, but the main Nakud over here is Anomad Beis. He says, Teida, he's speaking about something else, he says, but Teida Raya Sharei Heshiv Loi Kivra Oyd Kechovim Eino Metamim Ba'oil. He said to him, Ateres Kivra Oyd Kechovim Eino Metamim Ba'oil. Kirishim Ma'yachoy. Agashim Ma'yachoy, who just mentioned. Af Al Gav. Even though the Leikaimel and Kavah say, the Maisi, we don't pass him like Roshim Ba'yachoy. We don't hold like him. El Kershim Gamliel, like Roshim Gamliel, the Sani, the Olas, of the Mishnah Olas, the also Meduras, Ayatkez, Kavim, Mishul Oil. Over there it says, if you have a place, you want in those days, when you lived in a place where Goyim lived, and if a Kohen wanted to move into the house of an Ayatkez, Kavim, it wasn't so partial. Why? Because the Ayatkez, Kavim used to be Mashlich Nefleim, in their houses. If a woman had a miscarriage, so they didn't bother going ahead and making a whole kvura and making a whole thing out of it, the yeshiva would just throw it on the side or just bury it on the floor over there and go on with life. A nefo, at a certain point, is metame memes. And it's inside the house, and now the kohen's going to move in, and the kohen is going to end up living in a house that has a dead person, a dead nefo, buried inside the house, which will be quite problematic, because in every second he's over to Masoil. That's what Shimon Gamliel says. Therefore, if Shimon Gamliel says, a yid, a kohen, is not allowed to move in to Meduras Ayv Kechov. He's not allowed to move in to such a house of an Ayv Kechov. Why? Misafik, maybe that they buried this Nephil over there. Which would be mashma what, according to Shimon Gamliel? According to Shimon Gamliel, it's mashma that even a goy is metame ba'oyah. Because otherwise, we should turn around to Shimon Gamliel and say to Shimon Gamliel, I mean, what's the problem over here? Your problem is Tumas Oil. We're talking about a goy. By goy, there's no problem with Tumas Oil. Elamai, Roshim Gamliel says, no, a koy is not allowed to live in these buildings. Why? Because there's a problem of Tumas Oil, and by koyanim, such a problem of Tumas Oil exists and really will be a problem. In Cain, says Toysus, we have a raya from Mefurish and Mishnah that Roshim Gamliel says that are metame be'oil, and Tosfos says this is how we paskin, and therefore, since Tosfos says this is how we paskin, even though we have Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, who says it's mutter, we're going to paskin like Rav Shimon Gamliel, and that's what he holds the halacha. In Cain, what comes out now is that you have a machloikis, Rishonim, Rambam, and Tosfos. This is Tosfos I didn't know about, as I said, but you have machloikis, Rambam, and Tosfos. Rambam says, Oiv de Kechomim are not metame be'oil. Tosfos holds from the Mishnah and all this that Goyim are metame be'oil. What do we say, Lemaisa? You look, actually interesting in the Torah, when he brings this, the Torah brings the Machlokes. And he brings the following Lashon. Kivrei Goyim. Kvarim of Goyim, this is in Shin Ayin Beis, in the Torah, Yoredeo, Shin Ayin Beis. Kivrei Goyim, Kosev Rama, the Rama writes, Shemutu lekoin leilech aleim, a coin is allowed to walk on Kivrei Goyim. Adoni of your Rosh, that Kosev Tshuva, and the Rosh holds, Baha, Ike Pluxeder Avasah. Is a machloikis of the Rabbonim, machloikis of the Rishonim, meaning Tosfos, that's how the Beis Yosef explains. V'ra'is l'rav Rabbeinu Remeir Mirutenberg, the Rami Rutenberg, shemicha v'koyhanim ileilech aleim, the Rami Rutenberg said, no, koyhanim shouldn't go. V'hamachmir tovol of brocha. So he's not passing the chumra over here, but he's saying, v'hamachmir tovol of brocha. So we have a machloikis, and we have over here the Torah writing that Amach Mitoval of Rocha. And it's important to keep that in mind when you see now the Shulchan Aruch. And Shulchan Aruch similarly also in Shin Ayin Beis. Shin Ayin Beis Sif Beis. Kivrei Avdei Kochavim. Kivrei Avdei Kochavim. Nochoin Lizor Lekoin Milelech Aleim. It's better for a coin to be Nizor not to go on them. Zok, and he brings over then in the brackets, the Maram Rutenberg we just saw in the Tosfos Perakam and Kabbal. Maram Rutenberg we saw in the Torah, and the Tosfos that we just mentioned on Kuf Yudalit. And the Ramo adds, Af hapish yesh mekilim, even though there are mekilim, the Haiman, the Rambam, and the Yureyim, ve'nochen le'achmir, it's better to be machmir. So we see over here, both in Shulchan Aruch and in Ramo, nochen le'achmir, it's better to be machmir in such a case, that even though be'etzim is a machloikis, they're both steering clear of giving a clear psak and saying mamish also, no question about it. They're both saying menochen lahachme, it's better to be machme in these cases. How do I have a riot to say that maybe they didn't mean this halacha lemaisim ikra din? Because if you look over here, there's a chedusha Rekiva Eger. Rekiva Eger says ayin shuvas v'shav akoyin. And sometimes Rekiva Eger does this and he just writes ayin there and he doesn't tell you what he wants. So if you have a look there, or if you have a look in the Pesachei Tshuva, in Sif Kotten Vov, Nochen Izor, so he brings his Tshuva V'shav HaKoyen, Simen Ayin Hei, Shehelo Demidina Yesh Lifsoi Kochi. This is what he's saying. Rikvi Eger is saying like this, and the Pesachei Tshuva is bringing this V'shav HaKoyen, he's saying that don't say it's a word of Nochen LaHachmir. It's nice to be Machmir on it. But it's not something that you'd have to do. Ke'ein, which we saw about Machmir Tavol of Bracha in the Torah, but rather what the Ramah and the Shulchan Aruch are saying now is only a Chumrah, says the Tshuva V'shav HaKoyen, and Rekiv Eger Paskins like that as well, that it's not a Chumrah, but this is Me'ikr HaDin. Me'ikr HaDin, you have to be careful, a Koyen has to be careful not to be Matama himself, Be'oyel HaMeis, to a Goy. So, we'd have over here still a big question mark, although it would look now a lot more chumradic. We started off with the Rambam, we started off with the Psak, which at the time I gave that it was mutter. The Maisa you have, it's not so posh because you have the Rambam on the one side, we have Tosfos, and the Rami Rutenberg on the other side. The Machmir Tavol of Bracha in the Torah. You have Nochen Lizor and Nochen Lahachmer in the Shulchan Aruch and in the Ramah. And you have a Rekiv Eger, which says it's better to be Machmer also. So in a way, you're already coming down to a question of maybe it would have been better to be Machmer. Maybe we shouldn't have allowed this to go ahead. So I had one more sniff. Now, whatever I'm going to say today is Halacha V'lo Lamaisa. I'm going soon to London Bez, and I have an appointment with one of the Ayonim over there, so I could be Matzia the Shayat him and ask him, Acha Maisa, if he thinks it was the wrong thing. But I had another idea, maybe now, to be Makel as well. Pesachei Tshuva brings over here Dogma Vavo, who brings the Raivet. It's an interesting Raivet. The Raivet in Hilchos Nezirus in the Rambam. And that's a question over there. It's a question that has been discussed a lot, because it comes up even nowadays very, very strongly. And that is, nowadays, that we're all Tnei Mesim. We all together Tumas Meis anyway. So now you're going to say, is it Shaykh to become more Tomei than Tomei? Is it possible for the person to become more Tomei? Why are we so worried about Tumas Meis? Oh, Koyhanim are Tomei Meis anyway. So let them touch a Meis. What do they become? Extra Tomei? When they touch a Meis twice, it becomes more Tomei than the first time? Can be. In Cain, maybe there should be a halacha that allows people to be Metamei themselves twice. So, all shayla about this is a Mishnah, a famous Mishnah, you know, Al Tishta, if you're Aman Lanazi, you shouldn't drink, and he keeps on drinking, he's Chai Malchus only once. Whereas, you give him different Hashras, and he stops, and he takes on each Hashras separately, he's Chai Malchus a few times. And the same thing is Al Tatama Lemesim, and each time he's Metama himself Lemesim. So then, over there we say, he gets Malchus a few times, which would be Mashma, that you could get Malchus more than once. There's a Rambam over here in Nazirus. The discussion by Nazir is in the Parakei of Nazirus, Halacha Tesvav. Nazir Shenitma Lemeis Tumas Shiva, Nazir became Tomei Tumas Shiva, Beimah Tumas Shumigaleach Aleim, and Kmosh Yisbar, Beimah Tumas Shemigaleach Aleim, I raise a loike. Nazir, who is Metam himself to a Meis or any other Tumah that is Megaleach or not Megaleach, as he gets Malchus on it. Nitma Lemeis, Harbe Pomim, what happens if he's Nitma Lemeis a few times? Even though he's chayev malchus, I'll call achas v'achas. He's chayev malchus on each one of them. Hashemayim ain bezdin malchus al achas. Bezdin can only give a malchus one. What if he gave him masra for each one of them separately? Then you can get malchus for each one. Came the mission that we mentioned. Dr. Ivan over here. Omar Rami Anti Bishmu Azu, he goes through the whole Shmuav, and then he goes. Bottom line of the Ravid is, the Ravid holds, and I go through the whole Ravid over here because it's more involved, but he says, the bottom line of the Ravid is that he holds that there's no such halach of becoming Tomei once and becoming Tomei a second time. You become Tomei once and that's it. You can't be Tomei a second time unless, he says, one is Tumas Oil and one is Tumas Mada. So if you touched once and then you went into an oil, that's how he learns the mission over there in the Gemara and Nazir that says you can get Malkus a few times, but the Etzem, when you touch a mace, you touch him once, that's it. If you touch again, it's not a problem. And he finishes off, the Koyhan Mizman Hazeh, Koyhan Mizman Hazeh Tmei Mace Hein, Koyhan Mizman Hazeh Tmei Mace, V'oid Ein Aleyem Chiyuv Tumah. There's no more Chiyuv Tumah in Koyhanim nowadays, because it's Tmei Mace anyway, so what's the problem? They're going to touch again? As you said, you can't become more Tomei than Tomei. And therefore, he goes on once the Vaita, as the Rayavid very often says, very sharp, Anachayim Oysom, Olav Lahavi Raya. You want to go ahead and you want to say that people are Chayim anyway? You have to bring in the Raya. I have a Gemara, whatever he has, his whole Pirush over there, I have a Gemara that advises that he's not going to become Tomei twice, you cannot become more Tomei than Tomei, therefore, I am showing you over here, says the Raiva, that Tomei and Mace nowadays, they're Tomei once, they cannot become Tomei again, and that's it, nothing to talk about. That's what the Raiva says. Says the Dogma Rav over here, in his Bona Pische Tshuva, and if you look at the Dogma Rav, it says over here, in Alamokim as well, according to the Rav and Perikei of Nozin, now we're going to have a Sfek Sveka. Now we come up with a double Sofek, as follows. One Sofek is whether or not Kivrei Oivrei Koichovim Ramatam. Remember that we had a Machlokes Rishonim over here. And Agav, when you look through Sugyas and you learn through them and then you speak to Rabbonim, you see why you need a Rav and you can't just look into a Sefer. You look into a Sefer, you see a Psak over here, a Psak over there. Very often when you speak to Rabbonim who really know how to Paskin, they can put together this Tziruf and that Tziruf and that, and what you would have thought for sure is also very often you get the answer Mutter. Because they're able to, because they've seen the Rishonim, they've seen the Sugyas, they've not only seen the Shulchan Aruch, they got a much greater Hekif, and therefore they can give you a much clearer Psak. So he's giving a Psak over here, the Rav, it says, look, I have a Machlokes Rishonim over here. On the one hand I have the Rambam who says, Kivrei Oivrei Koichovim, not Metameh. You have Tosfos on the other hand that says, Kivrei Oivrei Koichovim, on Metameh. Okay, so we passed in the Noch and the Zohar, it's better to steer clear of it, it's Machlokes Rishonim, be careful. Okay. But that's one suffix. So already when you go into a house with a Tomei, you have a suffix in the Rishonim whether or not you should really become Tomei as a Koy. Says the Raivit, or Dogma Baba now, I got a Raivit. Add the Raivit to the Cheshbon, because now according to the Raivit, even if Tosfos is right, even if Tomei Kechovim Amet Tomei, but I can't become Tomei twice. And since I can't become Tomei twice, and I'm Tomei already as a Kohen today, therefore, it's not Shaykh for me to become Tomei again. So there's no Issa. In Cain, says the Raivit, I have a Sfek Sfek over here. Sofek if a Goy is Metame Bechlal. And even if a Goy is Metame, Sofek if it makes a difference. Because I could be Tomei already anyway, and it shouldn't make a difference, because maybe we're passing like the Raivit, maybe the Raivit's right in the Rishonim. So now that I have a double Sofek in the Rishonim, one to say that the Mace is not Metame, and even if the Mace is Metame, maybe I don't get Tumah.
Is the Lachar Cheshbon a Sofek?
It is a Sofek, because for us, who are looking back now, who see the Raivit on the one hand, and the other Rishonim that argue on the Raivit, that's for us a Sofek. For us looking backwards, so we have a Sofek. Pardon? In which case? No, Sofek Tumah Rishus HaYochid is when you have a Sofek whether the Tumah is there or not. But I don't know if you can call that Sofek Tumah Rishus HaYochid. I think that's a different, that's mixing the terms. It's a Sofek in the Halacha of Tumah, but it's not a Sofek Tumah Rishus HaYochid. I don't know if you can call it that.
The Kohen is Tumah is not a Sofek.
Pardon?
The Kohen is Tumah, unless anyway, is not a Sofek.
That's not a Sofek, correct. But
once,
No, but the suffix is, now is it also for him to come tame a second time? That's a suffix. One suffix is this mace metame? The second suffix is it also for him to become tame a second time? So it could very be there's no issue to become tame a second time.
That he can't become
tame
again.
No, the other Rishonim, there's other Rishonim with the Ravid. The Ravid says that, but other Rishonim with the Ravid. Can you say something?
Yeah. Isn't the fact that the Kohen is a tame mace till now? Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe a suffix with the Chazaka.
Yes.
You're now going to put him into a situation where he's in a Vaday oil.
Okay, that's an interesting question, but I think that Lamaisa we go along with this with a Tmei Mace to be a Vaday Tmei Mace. I would have thought,
unless you know that the Kohen's ever touched a mess,
yeah,
or been by oil a mess,
yeah,
then the Chori is just a suffix, just an assumption.
I hear. But we say, but be born from someone that does. I don't know if that makes you. If you touch somebody who is a tmei mace, you become tmei mace yourself. I don't think so. I think in Ilus Tumah attire, you wouldn't become because he's an avat aviyavay satuma, but you become an avat tumah, but you won't become aviyavay satuma. So now, if you're going into in a room with a mace, you become aviyavay satuma. You'd move up a level in tumah. That would. So you will become tummy. So it's a good question if a person is considered vada tummy nowadays or sophic tummy nowadays. But so that would really flip things around. But Lamaisa, you're left over here with says the dog Revol, you're left over here with the svek, sveka and halacha. Sophic whether the mace is metame, and even if the mace is metame, sophic whether it makes a difference because this coin cannot become tummy a second time. And therefore he says you should be able to, you know, therefore la chenan yes, idea misha roitza lismoich, bazel la hokalinian tumas foil and moich mi yodoi. If you want to be Mekel with Tumas Oyel, Eimoich Miyodoy. Shuv Kosav, but then he takes it back. The Dogma of Rava writes, maybe what the Ravid meant was only Legabe Malkus. The Ravid didn't mean this Legabe Isser Deraisa. There's still an Isser Deraisa, there's just no Malkus. And therefore, you cannot be Soymech on this Aloch Lemaisa. Ramosha.
If she was a Jewish lady, you would say definitely they can't go into the shul.
100%.
So therefore, the whole thing depends on whether she's a Jew or a goy.
Correct. In this case, she was not Jewish. If she's a Jewish lady, let's go back to that for a second. If she's a Jewish lady, the Aloch and Yeridel says in Siman Kuf Nun Zayin that no matter how much money it's going to cost you, and here was a Hefsin Aruba because they made a big bar mitzvah with a big kiddush, and they buy it. No matter how much money it's going to cost you, you're not allowed to be over a lav deraisa. So, call Mama Shabbat them. Pardon? No, but then you'd only have one suffix. You'd only have one suffix. You couldn't get away. If she was a Yiddish lady, everybody agrees there's a Tumas Oil. Then you only have one suffix of the Raiva, and we don't really pass like the Raiva, so you can't really use the Raiva to be maker. Yeah? So, that's true. If you had a Jewish lady, then you would have. But the problem here was that you're a Goyish lady, or the mitigating factor was a Goyish lady. So, Ramosha writes that it's very schwer to say that the Raivid is saying only for Malkus and not for Issa Deraisa. Ramosha is not so happy with that. He said, because he's saying, Lichem Kain of Isman Azeh. Isman Azeh, is there Malkus? There's no Malkus nowadays. So, the Raivid is giving you an afkamina for something that's not Isman Azeh. And he's writing Kain of Isman Azeh. So, how can he say that an afkamina is in Malkus? When there's no Malkus nowadays. Elamai is talking about the Yisroel Daraisa. Ramosha has a whole arichas about it in Yoredea Aleph, I saw this morning. If you want to look it up over there, there's a tshuva. So that's what he says. I got 2 minutes and I was told to finish on time and I tried to finish on time anytime I give a shir. You can speak to me afterwards. So, bottom line is, over here in this case, now looking backwards, and this is what I'm saying, halacha v'loy lemaisa, that since you have a dogma mevava that says maybe that you have a svek svek over here, you have a machloikis rishonim, and you have a hefse meruba, and it's not that it's vanai le'isr even shulchan archein in ramo, because it says nochen lizoy, it's not telling you vanai l'chumra. So since I only have a nochen lizoy in shulchan archein in ramo, with the svek svek of dogma mevava, even though dogma mevava takes it back himself, the Ramosha puts it more or less back into place. So, with all these factors together, by Hefs Meruba, Efshe would be Shaykh to be Mekel. Again, as I'm saying, this is only Halacha V'loy L'maisa, but if I would ask one of the Dayanim, I'll have to see what he says, if it was passing correctly or not. As we said, L'maisa, the Shaila happened already, and at the time I only saw the Rama, but now that I look through it, now we saw the sources, there is maybe a Tzad L'Hokka, but Daphne listen whether it's correct or not. Good morning.